Distant Mirror is a production of the Classical Network. Funding for this program is provided in part by listener members like you. Become a member at wwfm.org. Thank you. Distant Mirror. I'm your host, Alan Kelly. Each week at this time, a full hour of early music. And on today's program, music of Guillaume de Machaut. Music from an album called Pastorelle, The Art of Machaut and the Trouvère. Those fellows were around in the 13th century. They succeeded the troubadours in the south of France, the Trouvère from the north of France, and their writings were probably now considered Old French. And they brought the courtly love tradition north. And the following century was the century of Machaut, and he took a lot of those forms, too. In fact, he was known as not just the greatest composer of the Ars Nova of the 14th century, but also known as been called the last of the Trouvère. While he is better known for his polyphonic works, Machaut also left a sizable corpus of monophonic melodies and was indeed the last composer to work extensively in the great monophonic tradition of the Trouvère. The enormous variety of Trouvère rhyme schemes have, by Machaut's day, they had settled into three great forms, as I said, the ballade, the rondo, and the virelet. We're going to hear three selections right now, one of each. And we will start with a rondo, Sans Coeur, then De Fortune, which is a ballade, and we'll conclude with Puis que ma douleur a gris, which is a verlet. Here's Fortune's Wheel, music of Guillaume Machaut. Thank you. and music of Guillaume de Machaut. We heard three selections demonstrating the rondo, the ballade, and the virelai, or the lay, simply. The first was Sans Coeur, which was a rondo, two-part rondo, then De Fortune, a three-part ballade, and we concluded there with Puisque Ma Douleur Agrie, which was a virelai, and there were some instrumentals in between there as well, from a CD called Pastorelle, The Art of Machaut and the Trouvère, Fortune's Wheel, Lydia Heather Knutson. Lydia Heather Knutson, all three names, and Paul Cummings, featured on voice, as well as Shira Common, Robert Mealy, Veal, Harp, and voice as well on some of those. Music of Machaut, the last of the Trouvère. We're going to hear more of him, too, right now, with another group of performers here. This is the Oxford Camerata performing one of the selections from Le Voix Dit. Now, Le Voix Dit is one of the most extraordinary poems of the Middle Ages. Remember, Machaut was known primarily as a poet, the greatest poet of that time as well. And some of those poems, bits of them, he would put to music, so he became the greatest composer as well of in France at that time. Now, the poem we're going to hear has is Le Voix Dit, which has 9,094 lines of verse. We're not going to hear all of them. It tells the story of the love between the elderly Machaut and an adolescent admirer, Perron. And they exchange letters and lyric poems. Some are set to music by Machaut. And all of these are included, inserted into the narrative. And because the composition of poetry and music forms part of the story, Machaut discusses it in the letters and narrative, and we thus have unique testimony to a medieval composer's understanding of his own works. So he's writing the poem, and he's also doing commentary on it at the same time. From this large, giant poem, we're going to have an excerpt called The Lay of Good Hope is the translation. It belongs to an allegorical episode in the story in which Machaut is taken hostage by the personification of hope, and is released by her only on condition that he writes a lay in her honor. In fact, this is the only monophonic song from Le Voix Dit. And here is the Lay of Good Hope. Ne perdit rien.
Et allez servir mes veilles Avuesse il tresor, dat omne per me
Matthew Brooke from the Oxford Camerata with a virile of Guillaume de Machaut, Le Lay de Bonnes Espérance, the Lay of Good Hope, from the epic poem, La Voix d'I. And this is a great CD to have because you have the Notre Dame Mass with the entire Oxford Camerata, Jeremy Summerlee, and then you have the six songs from Le Voix d'I, with various, in fact, five other performers on those as well. So it's a good mix as we have celebrated the music of Guillaume Machaut on Distant Mirror. Well, Dietrich Buxtehude's delightful trio sonatas for violin, viola da gamba, and harpsichord, though unfamiliar to most modern listeners, are landmarks in Baroque chamber music, and with their independent gamba part, they point the way via Telemann and Rameau to the classical piano trio. Dietrich Buxtehude stands out as one of the most important German musicians before Bach. In his own day, he was most famous as an organist, and it's primarily his organ music which has a place in modern performers' repertoire. Buxtehude's only major publications during his lifetime, in fact, were of chamber music, namely the two books of seven trio sonatas. We're going to hear one of them now, the sonata in D major, Opus 2, number 2. Here is the trio sonore, music of Dietrich Buxtehude.
Thank you. Thank you.
Trio Sonata in D Major, Opus 2, Number 2, of Dietrich Buxtehude, 1637 to 1704, major influence on Bach. That's the Trio Sonore, the Trio Sonore performing Monica Huggett, violin, Sarah Cunningham, viola da gamba, and Mitzi Myers in harpsichord. In the short time remaining, we're going to hear two compositions, both from the early Tudor court. We're going to hear the first, in fact, by Henry VIII himself. He wrote a few things. Pastime with Good Company, and we'll follow that with his favorite lutenist beside himself. That was Philip Van Wilder in a fantasy of his. The lutenist here is Paul Odette. Thank you. And we've closed the program with two lute pieces performed by Paul Odette, both from the court of Henry VIII. First, the King's Own Pastime with Good Company, and then A Fantasy by Philip Van Wilder. We'd like to remind you that Distant Mirror and programs like Distant Mirror are made possible in part by a grant from the Frank and Lydia Bergen Foundation and from our listener members. That does it for this week. I've been your host, Alan Kelly. Until next week, Salus et Vita.